Poster number 8, the women's handicrafts. The making of clothing, socks, and linen was part of the work done in every household on Rømø. It was all made from scratch. First, the sheep were washed. On the northern part of the island, a special blend of soap was used that killed bugs and vermin when rubbed into the wool. Then, the sheep were driven through two small ponds out into the dunes west of Jor to wash out the soap blend. After the wool was sheared, it was washed again, then carded on a wooden board equipped with small teeth. This work was done by young girls and elderly women, who would also do the work on the loom. Some of the yarn was used to knit socks. All members of the household, men, women, and children, knitted. When the clothing had been weaved, it was colored and washed in hot water to make it shrink and get tighter. Afterwards, it was sewn to make undergarments, linen and outer clothing. It was quite easy to sew linen and undergarments, but it required great skill to sew the outer garments. As late as 1824, approximately 40 women on the southern part of the island were employed weaving. They sold to households that could not manage the work themselves and to customers on the mainland. The beautiful clothing that was for both everyday use and for special occasions was elaborately made. The women's everyday clothing consisted of a long-sleeved blouse of flowery calico, where only the sleeves and neckline were seen under the scarlet-red woolen dress called the pea. It was sewn together with the underskirt to form a single piece of clothing. The heavy green woolen underskirt was only worn during winter time. A wide checkered or striped apron with silver hooks and shoulder scarf was also worn over the pea. For church and special occasions, a form of colored overgarment for the pea was used. The blouse was called the formak. On their head, they either wore a forehead scarf or fine caps with embroidery, pearls, lace, and bows. These were called the cap. The dark blue mourning attire was worn over the pea. There was no special bridal attire on Rømø. The lace merchants in Tønder considered lace produced on Rømø to be extraordinarily fine quality. The Tønder region became the Danish center for this handicraft, which, at one point, contributed more to the gross national product in Denmark than the export of steers. Tønder lace was used only by foreign and domestic royalty. It was used to decorate clothing, hats, scarves, nightcaps, and handkerchiefs. The Danish King Christian IV, among others, had Tønder lace on much of his clothing. Rømø contributed with a large amount of the production. A census in the late 1700s counted almost 100 girls or women between the age of 4 and 78 manufacturing the fine lace on the southern part of the island.